I am really pleased with where we are as an organization. There are so many great things going on right now in our region. So many areas in the arts are a vital part of that. The Roanoke Symphony yet again balanced our budget. We continue to expand our programs. I am grateful for the support that this region provides to its Roanoke Symphony.
Let me ask you a question. You know, with all the stuff going on in Roanoke, the medical school and trying to attract high-tech professionals and all kinds of professionals from out of town, is that encouraging to you? Does it sort of maybe help develop the base for the people that are going to appreciate the RSO?
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because the medical school partnership is just one example of the kind of collaboration that we've been doing for a number of years. Ever since Cinda Johnson invited us to do a special welcome for each incoming class of the medical school, I have gotten to know each of the men and women who come to Roanoke to join the school. So what we've done, I go play the piano for them. We give them vouchers to the symphony. They have gotten to know me as music director and the orchestra. And what we find is when they match some of them with their residences and they move here, they become patrons of the Roanoke Symphony and, in fact, all of the arts. Those are the kinds of things that are going to help us get that next younger generation, the generation of true future leaders, board members, patrons, and, quite frankly, ticket buyers. There is a theme that I had in mind when I created our season for our classical series. Basically, Beethoven bookends is what I'm thinking. We're going to open our season on Saturday the 15th with maybe the quintessential symphony by Beethoven, Symphony No. 5. That will be paired with an amazing cello concerto by Michael Dougherty featuring Zul Bailey. So Beethoven opens the season, and then next spring in 2017, we end with the great Symphony No. 9 by Beethoven, the choral symphony, so-called, with a huge chorus, soloists, and our orchestra. So in a sense, it's Beethoven bookends. I bookend each part of the season, and there's so much great stuff in between as well.
We're talking with David Stewart Wiley, the music director and conductor for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. And in between, you've got a lot of the favorites, Mozart, Rossini, Tchaikovsky, Ravel, mixing in some, maybe a few people that patrons may not know.
Well, I try to balance the familiar and the new. And a perfect example of that might be our March program, where we feature Ravel's Bolero, a work that I think most people recognize immediately, especially if you remember the movie 10, right? Mm-hmm. But featured with that is a new work by a composer from our region, Jerry Margolis, who's written a brand new work, Franklin County, with bluegrass influences. That's an example of something I've been trying to do over many years with the RSO, works by Jeff Midkiff and many other wonderful regional composers that have a mountain influence here in Virginia's Blue Ridge. I think that's one of the things that sets the Roanoke Symphony apart and makes us unique to the region, that not only do we do the great masterpieces from Europe and from the United States and other continents, but we are featuring local works that people can identify with and celebrate, that make the Roanoke Symphony truly our region's orchestra. The Pop series is something that continues to grow. In fact, this year, for the first time, we've expanded from 3 to 4 Pops concerts. Our Holiday Pops is one of the largest holiday traditions in this region. Each year, we continue to expand the performances in various venues. Salem alone last year had 3,300 people. We have folk from as far away as Charlotte, from D.C. They come down with their families and consider it a holiday tradition. That's the first Friday in December. So we do a Beatles program. That's the first time in my tenure we've done a large Beatles program with full symphony, and it's a retrospective of a lot of their greatest stuff. I think about a tune, A Day in the Life, which was symphonic in its conception. And so having our full Roanoke Symphony performing along with this live Beatles show is an exciting experience. I am grateful again to our community for supporting the Roanoke Symphony now in our 63rd season. And the Roanoke Symphony is a success because of the way that our region supports it.